Sorry, madam, you're making no sense at all. Have you taken a chill? Let me fetch you a brandies. Would that help?
You offer her a flask and she, like, sniffs at it and, like, takes a...
You're a kindly one.
In order to probe some sort of sense out of this woman, you can make a psychology or charm roll to see if you could get on her level.
Let's roll and see what happens. The captain is singularly unsuited to this task.
Oh!
I've rolled a one.
Amazing. Amazing.
Incredible.
You've smashed this roll. And she's rambling, like, about the plagues of Egypt.
Yes.
And as she mentions the darkness, you realize that, yes, it has been dark almost all year. People are calling it the year without a summer.
Mm-hmm.
There's some murmurs among natural scientists that it's because of volcano eruptions around the world, that the sky itself seems darker, the sun dimmer.
The father started it, and the sun he had to finish it. For making a son that would save him. But to give birth to an angel. But not all angels is friendly.
Hmm.
I brought it out. I brought them out.
What are you saying you're the midwife?
Yes, yes. Yes, damn these hands, what done it? First he come, little Alex. Golden as an angel from the Empyrean he was. The son of an angel. The son of an angel, Hugh says. Then it comes. It had teeth, Mr. Stone. It had teeth. Not sister or brother. Something else.
Madam, I... Obviously something has troubled you greatly. I believe there is a doctor present at the ball. Would you do me the kindness of accompanying me back to...
Never come back. Never come back. They tell me never come back. But I hear it, you see. I hear it and I seize it. It comes out at night. But now it's always night, isn't it? Now it's always night so it can move.
Mm.
It makes things happen, it does. Makes me see things. Makes me hear things. Strips the kine of their flesh. Always hungry it is. You best be gone.
And she's trying to wrench herself away from you to get away.
Yes, I think at this stage the captain, he's probably had a comforting hand on her arm, but makes no attempt to hold on to her at all. And if she's running off into the darkness, he'll just let her disappear as he's standing there in the drizzle and at the undergrowth, staring into the darkness where she went. And at that point, he taps his pockets, looking for his hip flask again, and realizes she's run off with that as well. and sighs and... heads back into the hall for a fortifying brandy.
And the rest of you have come out into the hall. There's a lineup for a Virginia reel. You may dance if you wish, but it might be hard to dance, being so distracted by the palpable masculine beauty of Alexander Budley, who has strode out in an impeccably tailored jacket, golden ringlets on his shining pate. It is as though the sun itself has broken dawn there in the ballroom as he effortlessly capers and dances. Yeah, are you joining in the dance?
Do you see, Miss Radcliffe? Isn't he just as I said?
Yes, Miss Wentworth, you must go up and make yourself known to Alexander. Let me have a look at you, and let me just make sure, you know, like, nothing's out of order. You know, no, like, stray hairs, no tags just sticking out. I don't know. You know.
Why don't you roll dancing, Miss Emma?
Oh, yeah, happily. She's been schooled in the arts. Yeah, that's a success.
Excellent. There's even a pass with Mr. Keen, who kind of staggers his way through a pass with you, being a little too handsy. When you cross with young Alex, you are just like immediately, his grace is immediately apparent. He's just like the most charming lad you can imagine. And he seems to be about the same age.
Perfect. But Emma's going to play like aloof and a little disinterested. So kind of like dancing with him, but like looking over his shoulder a little bit, you know, just kind of like scanning the room, putting on a smile, but maybe it seems a little bit forced.
Okay, so you're almost negging him somewhat. If you're playing
a little bit.
Again.
Why not?
This maybe isn't charm in the conventional sense, but you are trying to charm him with your wiles by wearing one of the masks that we have referred to on the stage of society. So let's see how well you do.
Yeah, that's a success, actually. Neat.
Great. When the dance concludes, you have succeeded at your charming dance. What perhaps your negging wasn't able to achieve, your skill at dancing did.
Amazing.
Thank you for the dance, Alan.
And we'll fuck off.
Great. great, using his incorrect name, and you can see him double take, like, who is that woman?
Classic.
Let's just say that now that the dances conclude, people have kind of broken off again into pairs. When the door swings open, you can see the eyes of Miguel Vergoza locked with yours. Miss Radcliffe just like doesn't know whether he hates or loves you.
Oh no!
But you can see the eyes of Alexander just like every now and again glancing at you, Emma. You can see the butler looking at you distastefully, James Pym. You, perhaps, Captain Johnstone, are distracted by everything that you have heard as you come in, and your clothes now a little slick with mud and rain.
Yes.
I still have my eyes glued on the Baron. You know, if we're talking about where everyone's eyes are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he is beaming at his son, and he has not paid attention to his daughter all night. His daughter is gone. And you notice, like, there is a door, if you kind of peek down towards the west of the house, that is cracked open.
I think Captain Stone is standing there on the edge of the dance floor, dripping water, his eyes just a bit too wide, staring uneasily at Alexander.
And he turns to you with a grin, and it is as charming and warm as the sun itself. As if you are looking into the eyes of a cherub, the eyes of an angel.
He's gorgeous.
Amazing.
I'd like to go to Baron Budley. Hugh Budley.
Certainly.
I'd love to track down Charlotte.
Okay, great.
Oh, you're going to go to the West Wing?
I don't think that we're going to do a walk and talk. I don't think that she would go without Miss Radcliffe.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make a quick pit stop to Hugh before going to the West Wing as well.
You could plant the seed with Hugh, yeah.
Hugh Budley beams at his bright young boy, flushed from dancing. And he kind of pivots, he looks at you, and you, of course, at this proximity, also notice that on his distinguished features, there is this prosthetic nose.
Okay.
And, he kind of peers at you from over his starched high collar.
What a fine family you've got gathered here.
And this man is not used to speaking to people that he doesn't know who have not been introduced to him. He just sort of looks at you for a second, for like too long a beat, as if to be like, why are you talking to me?
I'm so sorry. You see, I'm new in town and I sometimes forget the formalities. I'm Lady Miriam Meadows.
This is Ross the Keeper speaking. I'm just glad we've got one more name out there.
You're welcome.
Well, Miss Meadows, you, of course, are welcome at Budley House. Charmed. Are you one of my wife's acquaintances?
I think you'll find I'm a distant cousin of Captain John Stone.
And at this point, Captain Stone is walking across towards the gathering.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And he gestures toward him. It's like, oh, yes, I had the pleasure of speaking with the inestimable Mr. Stone a moment ago.
Oh, you did you? Aye. Perfect.
Are you lately come from the Emerald Isle?
Indeed, I am. You see, I'm just here of... taking a good look at the land and what she has to offer, and I like what I see, if you catch my drift.
And I charm him.
This level of upfront euphemism in your speech, while this might play with some, this would not play with all. And especially in a social occasion like this with someone who is so clearly a social superior on the ladder of class, this is, you're getting into dangerous territory.
That's exactly where she likes to be.
Yeah, go ahead and roll charm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Spending 2 luck points, making it a success. Yes, I have very high charm, believe it or not.
Okay. So you have flattered the manliness of Hugh Budley. Like what you see, I can only hope that my household is in possession of a great many agreeable things for such a one.
It surprises me to see you all on your lonesome, Baron.
My wife, alas, is indisposed. Like many of your sex, she is a feeble and fainting thing. Alas, her maladies are keeping her away from tonight's frivolity, but we shall enjoy good health on her behalf in hopes that she will achieve it on her own anon, yes?
Indeed, and is she often too frail to attend to you, good sir? At social events and the like.
I assure you, miss. My wife is more than adequate to fulfill all the duties worthy of a baroness. And these she handles with aplomb and delicacy.
I'm sure she does. I just see such strong... physicality within you. You're clearly a man who likes to stay active.
Man,
I'm so sorry. And well, there are many ways to keep fit nowadays. That doesn't, you know, should you ever find yourself wanting discreetly, there are other avenues you might pursue, but I'll leave you to it for tonight. I'll just
Wow, you have really he's shocked. He's fully shocked. You can see that he is blushing.
Should you find yourself?
I shall not find myself, if I may arrest your speech. Were it not for your beauty and the native charms that you possess, I should have you out upon your heels this very moment. There are a great many bounders in this county, madam, who come here seeking to drive a wedge between my wife and I, and thus disrupt all the felicity that I have gathered to my household. Rest assured that my bloodline is kept to and tended with the husbandry of extreme care, and this is not that which I would have sullied by my... bringing in lesser branches. You may enjoy all of the entertainments of tonight. After I have had the pleasure of admiring you as an ornament for this festivity, I hope that I shall look at you no longer, madam.
But you see, I think you've misunderstood, dear Baron. For it is not that I wish to take you from your wife. No, no, your wife should be exactly as she is by your side. It is, in fact, if you find yourself wanting of a proper duel, perhaps. that I would be more than willing to tussle with you, you see. And now I will just make my way away. I just, like, bow away.
And now he just looks confused. He's like, confused yet intrigued, but...
It's not my fault you took it the wrong way.
No. This guy's head's in the gutter. And he is charmed by you, as your role was a success. Had it not been a success, he would have kicked you the hell out. But you've played upon his charms enough to for him to be discreet, and you may stay, but you're on the razor's edge.
To the West Wing.
As you rejoin Emma, I think if I've overheard this,
did that go as you had hoped?
Oh, you see, dear, it was quite tantalizing. I did not know where any moment was going to go, and that is exactly how I like it to be.
I say, you possess a nimble heel. Miss, might I have the pleasure of your name?
And behind you is the golden face of Alexander Budley.
To me?
He's speaking to you, Emma.
Oh, thank God.
Oh. Hello. Yes, thank you for the dance earlier. I am Miss Emma Wentworth.
He makes a deep bow.
Miss Wentworth, you've already favored me with your charms upon the dance floor. I can only hope that we may have a gentler conversation if time permits.
Oh, well, one would not be opposed, but I do apologize. Miss Radcliffe and Miss Razzleberry and I were just on our way to see about...
The
powder room, yes, of course. You know.
Of course.
Then we must freshen up to be our best selves with such a dance floor as this.
I dare say you need no freshening to brighten the native virtues that you two already possess in great number. But yes, I shall detain you no longer. To the powder room, ho!
Oh, yes. And you know, Miss Wentworth is quite in demand, but I'm sure she could carve out some time for you perhaps later this evening.
Oh, Mr. Razzlebooth, we should not make promises that we cannot keep.
I'm sorry, what is her name?
It is...
It's quite confusing. You see, I have several family names. I'm not who you were here to speak to. This is just a fleeting moment. You've caught us between rooms, you see.
Yes. Razzlebun is just the pet name that I have for my dear friend here, you see.
Yes, yes.
Of course. Well, I shall make you tarry no more. Thank you, and a lovely evening here. At Budley House.
To you as well.
Jenny bows and turns away, but you can catch him sneaking glances at you, Emma.
Emma, why did you not want to make a rendezvous for later this evening? Sorry, there we are. Why did you not want to speak with this? I thought he was your goal.
Oh, he seems eager, but not yet eager enough, and so I wish to put a little bit of distance between us still.
Oh, a little cat and mouse, I see. Very nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, shall we go have a little fun of our own in the West Wing?
Yes, please.
Okay.
What's that I hear about fun, what?
No! Who are all these people?
Reeling over tears. August Keane.
Back!
Blimey!
Something. He's like now holding his nose.
Oh, I see I've stepped up upon you unawares and thus have...
You forget yourself, Mr. Keane.
Paid for my disruption. Dear God, you nearly made a Hugh Budley of me with that strike upon the nose. Dear God.
Oh, how disrespectful of our host.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, but did I hear you say you're nipping off somewhere?
No.
God, I wish podcast listeners could have seen that lip bite that you followed that with. Terrible.
Very well. He totters off.
Great. To the West Wing. Like, good God. We must make our way, Miss Wentworth, or I fear we will never make it to the West Wing.
Let us go. But also, since you do seem to have a penchant for chaos, that gentleman... I do not think he is what he appears to be.
Mr. Keane?
Mm-hmm.
In what way? He seems to be a drunkard.
That much is carried through, yes, but
dare I say, creep?
Also spot on, okay. But there is something about his clothing that would suggest that he's not used to such finery, that perhaps they belong to someone else.
I would love to just glance back his way. Could I do a psychology roll of my own on just like con artist to con artist?
Sure.
Another 2 points for a success.
Yeah, you're clocking some simpatico energy here. That while he might not be a con artist per se, there's something off. He's not, there's an ulterior motive here. And you can tell that even through his drunkenness, he's like scanning, and you've noticed him dipping off every now and then. It's like he's looking for something.
Yes, I do agree. There's something quite off about him, but I don't know. You can't fault him. You know what they say. Fake it till you make it, right?
Quite.
Excuse me, were you ladies having a chat about me?
Where did you come from?
Oh, you. I forgot about you. I like you. You know what? You should tag along, because I do like that we end up in, I don't know if I have a duel tonight. I don't know how that concluded, but I like that you're prone to these events happening around you.
Well, I did want to speak to you about something. I can't get over the fact that he called me a dog. And I thought that maybe the duel should proceed. Calling someone a dog needs satisfaction.
Yes, I do agree. I think that he is quite enamored by my, shall we say, gams. And I think that I could lure him and then do a surprise duel.
Oh, and do you think Captain Stone might be a good second?
Well, I think Miss Wentworth has already volunteered to be my second, but I do need to speak to Captain Stone because I may have implicated the captain into one of my ruses when I was trying to speak off the cuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. I think I saw him. Do we see Captain Stone?
Let's reunite this.
Captain Stone was on his way to talk to the Admiral.
Oh.
No.
Great.
It's like a slow moment. Watching this happen. Like, where is Captain Stone? We cut to Captain Stone, mm-hmm. like, at the Admiral. Like,
yeah, yeah. Your cousin is a, indelicate sort.
I didn't realize he was here.
Hmm? What? That young lady there, disappearing around the column.
Cousin, you say? Well, I do come from a large family.
Yes, I, alas, do not.
Yes, but actually, I did rather want to speak to you about family. I'm sorry, I hope this isn't an indelicate question, but I was wondering, with all the accolades being offered to your son this evening, to young Alexander, I was wondering if we might be meeting his brother tonight.
The face of Admiral...
Oh, shit.
...Budley drops and is incredibly still. I beg your pardon, sir.
Well, you see, I had a strange experience just 10 minutes ago, where I met a woman who, she may be touched, but she did rather believe that she had been young Alexander's midwife that had delivered him into this world, and she spoke of his brother.
Captain Stone, you and I are men of the barracks, so you understand that even more dangerous sometimes than the ball or the fire is camp gossip.
Mm.
And the only thing that exceeds this in terms of its danger and its outrageous salaciousness is town gossip. I should not put any thought more into mad tongues that wag. In particular, the old woman I of which you speak, who is a bit of the local colour here in Terriford that we indulge. She may be heard, but not probed into. In a less enlightened era, she is the sort of person one would attach to a pole and burn for a witch.
Indeed.
We, of course, live in a more enlightened times and with a more sober censure, wink at the defects of the mind, such as hers, sorrowful though they are.
Quite, quite.
My son has no brother. I have one son.
Right, of course, of course. As I said, the woman was quite obviously touched, and this was clearly a misunderstanding.
Quite. I understand. You are not from our greater county, and perhaps do not know, with the intimacy of some here, the nature of my family. It is most small. My father nearly ruined us with his profligacy, but with great attention and with service to my country and my king, I am bringing it back to its rightful place. And my son shall prove the final ornament in the diadem that shall crown the Budleys once again.
I wish you every success this evening with your son's entry into society, and yes, I hope this does lead to the restoration of your family's once great name. These years must have been quite trying. I saw part of the building had been reconstructed. Was there must have been a fire, I assume. Is that right?
Can I get a roll to see if you can get his tongue wagging? This sounds like charm. like officer to officer.
Yes. Yes, I have completely botched that charm roll. Not a fumble, but a dismal failure.
Yes, there was a fire. And I'm sure, sir, since you are so prone to listen to the wagging tongues of neighborhood fools, that perhaps you have heard that it was my father who, in his indelicacy, his profligacy, his experimentation, and his attention to the pet themes of his life, the wanton Orientalism in which he lost himself, caused not only the destruction of a great deal of our fortune, but also of the house itself. And it was left to his heirs to bring back the edifice that he left in ruins. I'm sure you have heard all this, but you shall hear no more from me. Good day, sir.
Well, I hope, sir, that your evening is a great deal more pleasant from this point onwards, and I shall bow to him and head off with a sort of odd half-smile. This is the first interesting thing, genuinely interesting thing, that has happened at this party.
Oh, God, what do you think they spoke of? Oh, no, here he comes.
I think perhaps, like, maybe not a full, like, wave over, but Emma will try to make eye contact with Captain Stone.
I'll give you a half wave. Miss Wentworth, have you been enjoying the festivities? Did I see you dancing with young Alexander earlier?
Oh, yes, as everyone was, but We're very curious about the conversation that you just had with the Baron.
Yes, yes.
We were just discussing family matters.
Oh, yes. I did put out there that I was your distant cousin. I hope that's okay.
I did wonder. Madam...
Miss Miriam Meadows.
My family is at your disposal, Miss Meadows.
Oh, thank goodness. I just forgot to give you a heads up. I was really on the spot.
Tap you on the back of the arm and say, one can never have enough cousins.
Indeed. Shall we walk and talk, as you say?
Yes, speaking of family, we were just on our way to meet with the young Charlotte.
Ah, wonderful. The Alexander's sister. I wonder.
Yes.
I worry that this might come within the realm of gossip, and I do not consider myself to be a gossip, but...
Oh, do go on.
Oh, you don't have to be. We surely are.
Oh, yes. Please go on. And I'm so glad that you're here, because people keep interrupting us. It'll be much easier with you, the captain and James with us here.
Yes.
James awkwardly bows to Captain Stone in the middle of the conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Pym. I didn't see you there. Have you managed to rid yourself of your oysters?
Oh, my oysters! Sudden panic.
No, no, no. No, he just like grabs by the arm if you start to wait. No, no, no.
Okay.
They're fine.
They're packed tightly in the mud. They'll be fine.
Marvelous.
Follow us to Miss Budley.
You go through that door that was left surreptitiously open, and you're seeing now into a passageway leading to the west side of the property. And you, Captain Stone, have already glimpsed this from the outside. You're now moving into the older part of the house. You can even see seams in the masonry where the kind of new portion has been built up around it. And you can tell that this door that you've walked through was probably locked for a while, because it's clear that there has not been the level of attention paid to the interior of this section as there has to the central hall in which you all have been. And in fact, you probably all noticed that there were very few servants. There's that butler, maybe the catering crew brought by Miguel Veragosa, but there's noticeable dust now on many of the masonry and the few objects that you see about you. And there's a ground floor here leading back. And also you notice a staircase leading up and back to a second level. But you do not see Charlotte.
Strange.
It is quite dark in here also.
I do suspect that the Budley family are rather putting on a brave front. They do seem to have gone through some trying times, and this degree of neglect that we see around here, yes, I wonder. Have any of you ladies got the impression that with Alexander's debut in society tonight, that the Budley family is perhaps angling for a big fish?
Well, isn't everyone?
Yes, well, obviously everyone is to some degree, but there are perhaps different degrees of motivation.
But with an ulterior motive...
Yes, precisely, Miss Wentworth, precisely.
I believe Charlotte did mention something about a truth that needed exposing.
Oh, yes, secrets.
Did she happen to mention whether this involved her brother?
It was heavily implied.
Yes.
Did she say which brother?
Excuse me? There's only the one?
My God, how many brothers are there?
That, Miss Radcliffe... Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Meadows, is a very good question.
No, whatever you want here.
I thought it was Razzleby.
You know, it's just, you know, for, okay, look, let's take a moment. For the general guests, it's Miss Razzleby. For the Baron, it's Miss Miriam Meadows. And that's it. It's really simple. I don't know why you were getting confused. Oh, my.
You suddenly hear like what sounds like furniture moving. And it's coming from upstairs.
That must be her.
Miss Budley? Miss Budley? Hello?
There is silence that answers you.
Perhaps we should go see.
Is there a candlestick or anything around here that we can use for light?
Yes, there's a candelabra on a shelf nearby. The shelf is like carven and ornate. It looks like something that was carved maybe in the 1600s.
All right, yes, I'll pull out my tinderbox and light the candelabra and say, well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I think we should just check that Miss Budley is well.
Yes, yes. Let's have a look around. Are there other, like, doors or...
You're kind of standing in a side hall. There's a staircase leading up and then kind of back into the upper story of the house. And next to that staircase, to the right, you can walk forward a little bit more, and it looks like there's a door kind of underneath the staircase.
I did come here for a particular purpose, so just one moment. I'm just going to... she's going to take a bump right now.
Great.
Just real quick. Because so that she has her wits about her.
Great. Improve your everything score by 20.
All right. So upstairs, downstairs, there's two doors ahead of us. We have heard a sound upstairs. Where would you like to go, my dear patriots?
I think Captain Stone has the right of it. We should go upstairs and ensure that Charlotte is not injured or in distress.
Yes. Indeed.
So off we go, and I'm going to pull my dagger out of my parasol handle.
Oh.
She's just like bristling with brandy and daggers.
Off we go, and she goes like bounding up the stairs with an energy.
I suppose we should follow her. Captain Stone, do you feel the need to be armed here? Are we in some sort of danger?
I do have my saber with me. It's part of my uniform.
Well... when in Rome, I suppose, Emma will go into her little bag and she'll pull out a little flintlock pistol. But as she's rooting around in there in the dark and everything, she'll accidentally knock out of the bag a toothbrush. Silly of me. Pick it up off the floor and shove it back in the bag with a pistol in hand. All right, off we go.
What is that?
Looking at the toothbrush.
It's a pistol. Oh. Oh. Well, it's a toothbrush. It was my mother's, you see. But we should go.
Oh, this makes less sense.
Oh, fascinating.
And then she'll head up the stairs.
James is looking through a sewing kit, trying to find a weapon there. He finds a tiny pair of scissors, I think.
Armed with saber, pistol, dagger, and scissors. Walk up the creaky stairs. That initial bound did create some clatter. It sent up little puffs of dust as you creak up the stairs. And you can see that there are occasional artworks on the wall, too. Hmm. And in fact, when you reach the top of the landing, there is a painting. And it is of it seems to have been done like a generation earlier. It is of a man in a sort of like a Georgian kind of powdered hair, but he's dressed in like a mock-up of almost like a Bedouin's cloak. This guy has painted himself in the style of like a sultan, and there's a sort of fantastic like medieval Baghdad scene behind him.
Do I know what Hugh's father looked like? Would I know that?
Yeah, I mean, are you from this area generally? So I think, yeah, you could probably assume that this would be the elder Budley.
Quite interesting. As far as I know, he never traced around in this particular fashion, you know, in the county.
And some could roll, if you haven't already kind of rolled about the family history, you could roll history now. Hmm.
What's in the past is in the past.
Give it a shot, though.
Nah. Nah. What a mysterious family.
Toothbrush. Fascinating.
This all jives with what you have heard, Captain John Stone, that the father was sort of like a dilettante about the Oriental, with a capital O, like in the way that many were at that time.
Did we get a sense on the direction now that we're up the stairs? Is it like we can go to the right or the left, or what's here?
You can go to the left, kind of back towards the house. You can go kind of back beyond the painting, forward a little bit more. So you're at a, you're kind of a fork of two paths, forward or to the left.
If we were guesstimating where that sound came from.
The left.
Okay.
Let us, before we proceed any further, Miss Budley?
You have another name?
You hear silence.
I think perhaps she is playing a little game with us.
Yes. Miss Budley, are you there?